Okay, that's quite enough of that. Thank you very much. This is Tiny Tidal Waves. I'm Kane, and I've had a couple of weeks away. I was sick 1 week, and last week I was at Toe, but you wouldn't have known because I actually recorded a show last week, and it played when I wasn't even here. Fancy, eh? But last week was all about Toe, because I was going to see Toe, and so this week is going to be all about Thom Yorke, because on Friday I went up and saw Thom Yorke play at Spark Arena. It was awesome, and I'm pretty much going to play you a very similar set to what he played. Why not, right? Makes sense. Shout out to Oren for putting the set together on Spotify. I'm not going to play it exactly. I am going to make some changes and slip in a few of my favorite songs. But yeah, we're going to listen to Thom. So sit back, relax, get freaky, if you like to get freaky on a Tuesday. And let's soak in some beautiful Thom Yorke. Here we go.
You love enough in this song.
That's Lucky from Radiohead from their album OK Computer. And before that, you heard The Eraser from Tom York's record Eraser from 2006. This is Tiny Tidal Waves. My name is Kane, and it's Tuesday night on Raglan Community Radio. And tonight we are listening to and talking about Tom York, who just did two incredible shows in Auckland, Friday and Saturday. And I think he even hit up Christchurch maybe on Thursday. So, yeah, pretty cool. Now, maybe we'll talk a little bit about the show, and we'll talk a little bit about Tom, and probably a little bit about Radiohead as well. But the show was at Spark Arena. It was sold out on Friday, so 12,000 people, and I was in the nosebleeds, unfortunately. but pretty amazing, and this one guy on stage by himself with, admittedly, maybe like 8 to 10 synths and a piano and multiple guitars and all kinds of stuff. Pretty cool setup. But the coolest thing was the stage show, like the lighting. He had all these massive panels, the whole width of the stage, and he had cameras on him, set up on his keyboards, just facing at him nice and close. And the live feed from the cameras was being distorted and messed with by some fantastic light technician with all these crazy cool visualizations. It really kind of carried the show, you know, as well as his music and his stage presence. But, you know, one guy on one stage in front of 12,000 people, it's hard to maintain 2 hours, because they did play for, well, pretty much 2 hours. You know, it's hard to keep up that attention, but it wasn't in this instance because of the incredible visuals. So, yeah, fantastic show, and played a bunch of obscure songs, but we're not going to do too much of that tonight. I'm going to play some hits. Next up, we've got Packed Like Sardines. What's the actual full title? Can I see it? No. Packed Like Sardines from Radiohead. Packed Like Sardines in a Crushed Tin Box. Okay, here we go. Panavision from The Smile. And before that was Packed Like Sardines in a Tin Can or Tin Box or something. And that is from the Radiohead record Amnesiac from 2001. We are talking about Thom Yorke tonight. We're listening to Thom Yorke due to his performances in Auckland and Christchurch earlier in the week, or last week, sorry. So let's learn a bit about Thom. Thomas Edward Yorke, born October 7th, 1968, which makes him 56. He's an English musician who's the main vocalist and songwriter of the rock band Radiohead, clearly. He plays bass, guitar, keyboards, and other instruments and is noted for his falsetto. Rolling Stone described Yorke as one of the greatest and most influential singers of his generation. Yorke formed Radiohead with schoolmates at Abingdon School in Oxfordshire, and they gained notice with their debut single Creep, and went on to achieve acclaim and sales of more than 30 million albums, which is absolutely insane, especially at a time when the sale of an album actually, you know, cost resulted in money, you know. If you go and buy an album for $35 or whatever, the band would get a chunk of that. He's influenced by alt-rock, Pixies, REM, and then, you know, with their fourth record, Kid A, kind of did some more electronic stuff. Tom has obviously been in Radiohead, but he's done a bunch of his own records under his own name and under his band Adams for Peace, which included the Red Hot Chili Peppers bassist Flea. He also is in this band The Smile, which you just heard a song from. Wonderful song, beautiful band, and that is with the Radiohead guitarist Johnny Greenwood, and they've still done three records so far. And Tom also composes for films, Suspiria, Confidenza, and he's an activist. He's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member. And yeah, he's a bit of a dude, kind of a genius, I think. It's certainly what it seemed like the other night. I mean, you throw around that word, but it certainly seemed like, I mean, you know, we're all talking about it. It seemed like he was a bit of a mad scientist, and we were kind of getting a glimpse into his studio, of him just sort of in his own world making this outrageous music. So yeah, that's Tom. We're going to talk a bit more about him. But let me just have a quick search on this song before I play it. I'm about to play a song called Fake Plastic Trees. Now, Fake Plastic Trees was released on Radiohead's second record, The Bends, in 1995. And it was one of the songs that really kind of pulled them into the mainstream rock kind of arena. We'll talk about it a bit more afterwards, maybe. Let's play it, listen to it. I'm going to play the acoustic version because this is the version that he played at the concert on Friday night. Enjoy.
The green plastic watering can for a fake Chinese rubber plant and a fake plastic girl. But you bought from a rubber man in a town full of
Bang!
that wears me out. And if I could be who you wanted, if I could be who you wanted, oh.
Fake Plastic Trees from Radiohead from their 1995 second album, The Bends. And let's talk a little bit about that song. So Tom York, who wrote it, said it was the product of a joke that wasn't really a joke, a very lonely drunken evening and, well, a breakdown of sorts. He said the song arose from a melody he had no idea what to do with. He didn't take his usual approach of keeping note of whatever's happening in his head or forcing something. He just kind of improvised it and recorded whatever was going on. He wrote the words and thought they were pretty funny. But then, you know, so it's kind of, he seems kind of flippant about it, but it's such a famous song. And that little part at the end, if I could be who you wanted, is so touching and beautiful. And it goes on to say this Wikipedia article about the recording said that they messed around with it. The EMI, the record label, were trying to get them to match the success of an earlier single, Creep, off their first record. Classic record label crap. And they'd be messing around with the song, turning it into the November Rain of Radiohead and just making it really terrible. And then they went to see Jeff Buckley during the recording sessions. And then after that, Tom realized you could sing in falsetto. And so inspired by that, in the studio, he recorded a solo take of Fake Plastic Trees on acoustic guitar. He played three takes, apparently, and then burst into tears. And Radiohead created the final version by overdubbing their parts onto that performance, which would have been quite difficult, you know, following just a improvised performance like that. But that's what we're left with, is this beautiful song. Yeah, that was Fake Plastic Trees. Went down a treat on Friday night. Right, let's just keep rolling. We've got a few more songs lined up. I might add a few more. We're going to hear something from Kid A, and it's called Kid A. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Daydreaming from Radiohead off of their album A Moon-Shaped Pool from 2016. This is Tiny Tidal Waves. I'm Kane, and tonight we're talking about Thom Yorke and listening to a bunch of Thom Yorke songs. It's been great so far. A couple of chill tunes there, and we've got a couple of chill tunes to come. I'm going to have to pick some more songs, I think. I've got three more in the queue. We've got a bit more time. Maybe we should learn a little bit more about Thom Yorke. Okay, let me decide what we should learn, and then I'll play one more song, and I'll come back and teach you something about Thom. This is All I Need. That was All I Need from Radiohead. We are talking about Thom, and I've got some stuff to talk about him. So Thom has struggled with fame. So he seems like quite an introverted guy. And they when they released the first record and they had Creep on it, it became a massive hit. And apparently Thom says he hit the self-destruct button pretty quickly trying to project himself as a rock star, drinking heavily, becoming too drunk to perform, and he sees himself that he was unbearable. And as soon as you get any success, you disappear up your own ass. Years later, he said he found it difficult to cope with Radiohead's success. He got angry and didn't care who he heard or what he said. And so he went through some stuff with that. And then they did their next record, The Bends. And apparently, you know, after all that touring, his songwriting was way better. And they came up with an incredible record. But the record label putting so much pressure on them that Tom became totally confused about what he wanted to do and what he was doing in a band and what he was doing with his life, and that turned into a kind of mistrust of everyone else. But the album came out and was critically acclaimed, and actually The Observer wrote that it popularized an angst-laden falsetto which eventually, quote, eventually coalesced into an entire decade of sound, end quote. Then REM took them on tour, and Tom York met Michael Stipe, who gave him advice about how to deal with fame, apparently. But then in 1998 or 97, during the production of OK Computer, their third record, that ended up being absolutely massive, right? And established Radiohead as one of the biggest rock acts in the world in the 1990s. And, you know, the 90s were a different time. They're just making so much money if you're a band in the 90s at the level that they were at, you know, 30 million records, like, it's insane. But apparently Colin Greenwood, who's in Radiohead, described Tom as having a 100-yard stare when performing and said he absolutely did not want to be there. And later, Tom York said about that period, he said, "When I was a kid, I always assumed that fame was going to answer something, fill a gap, and it does the absolute opposite. It happens with everybody. I was so driven for so long, like a fucking animal. And then I woke up one day and someone had given me a little gold plate for OK Computer, and I couldn't deal with it for ages." You know, it's funny, you know, as a musician, you think, "Oh, it'd be so rad. I, you know, make my money off music and be acclaimed for making music." And then you get all of the success and someone gives you a gold record and, you know, it feels hollow. But here's Tom, still now, obviously a multimillionaire, still touring the world, performing, you know, huge stadiums, even on his own. And it looks like he's doing pretty well. So I guess it just had to go through a hard period. But, you know, he's a troubled dude. Like it says here, and, you know, following the OK Computer tour, York suffered a mental breakdown and couldn't write new music. He experienced imposter syndrome, which is insane. You know, three critically acclaimed records, one of the biggest bands in the world, and you've got imposter syndrome. But he became self-critical and over-analytical. And then he ended up getting upset about the other British bands that were kind of influenced by Radiohead. And yeah, he kind of became resentful. It's an interesting journey that Tom's been on. I'm probably not going to get too much further. We've got a few more songs to play before I run out of time, and I don't want to speak too much. So I've got three more for you. This is Everything in Its Right Place.
Yesterday I woke up soaking.
It's everything in its right place from the album Kid A from Radiohead. I'm going to say one last thing about Thom Yorke, and then I'm going to play a couple more songs to see out the hour. I've just seen a quote on his Wikipedia page about artistry. He says, Yorke said the nature of being a creative person was, quote, to retain a beginner's mind. The search is the point. The flailing around is the point. The process is the point. End quote. He said he used to be more controlling in the studio, but learned to be more relaxed and open to new ideas. He likened the creative process to surfing. Quote, you can sit out there on a board for ages waiting for the right wave to come along. You can't get angry about it. You know it will happen eventually, and you start to understand the waiting itself might be part of it. End quote. That was particularly poignant for Raglan. Many of you out there are surfers. I'm not, but I think that was quite cool and cool metaphor about being an artist. If you do want a good read, his Wikipedia page is pretty interesting. He's quite an interesting dude. Obviously, his music is incredible and exceptional. We're going to listen to two more songs. The first song is Lucky, and the second song is Exit Music in brackets for a film, both of their 1995. Oh, wait. Ooh, don't get that wrong, Kane. It's my favorite record. The 1998 record. Or 97 record. Okay, computer. Let's just quickly click on it and make sure. I don't want to set you wrong here. 97, May 97. Okay. Song's off the 97 record. Okay, computer. This has been Tiny Tidal Waves. My name is Kane. It happens every Tuesday night. Every Tuesday there'll be something different. So I'll see you next week, maybe, for something else. Good evening.
wake from your sleep. The drying of your tears today. We escape. We escape. Pack and get dressed before your father hears us. Oh hell breaks loose. Breathe, keep breathing. Don't lose your a song, a song to keep us warm. There's such a chill, such a chill. That you choke.